If you could start with the call to order, please.
Governor Pat Quinn.
Roll call.
Acting Secretary Erica Blokren. Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bang.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Dotson. Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Present.
Director Sweeney. Director Wisner.
Here.
Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you very much. So welcome to the November 20th, 2014 Tollway Board meeting. Thank you everybody for coming. I have not received any indication that there's anyone who would like to make public comments. Is there anybody here who was intending to do that? Okay, well then we'll move on. I'd like to start with a motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting and the executive sessions held on October 23rd, please.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, those minutes are approved. Thank you very much. And we'll do some board committee reports. Committees met this week and last week. So let's start with Finance, Administration, and Operations, Director Peterson. And you do not have to go quickly. I know that's your instinct.
I'll go quick. Finance Administration met last week on November 12th. Finance presented three items for the committee's consideration. Each was approved, and it's on today's board consent agenda. The committee approved a 180-day extension of the collections contract with NCO in order to provide sufficient time for the new vendor law enforcement systems to finalize contract terms and develop interfaces with the tollways violation system. The committee also approved a cyber liability insurance policy with Beasley Insurance, providing $10 million of coverage, subject to a $500,000 retention. Mesro Insurance, acting as a broker for the tollway, obtained competitive proposals. I believe there were 15 carriers, and we had 8 quotes. Finally, the committee approved a third and final renewal of the tollway's property insurance program at a total premium of $820,000. It's about a 5.7% increase, reflecting the value from the new construction. So that's why the increase is related to that. Mike Kelch and Kathy presented financial results of the third quarter. Through September, revenues exceeded estimates by $9.4 million. Operating expenses were on track with the budget. The capital expenditures totaled $816 million through September, a record amount for the first three quarters of the fiscal year. Mike and Kathy, I believe, are going to give another update on the third quarter financials, so we can ask any questions at that time, if need be. Procurement presented three items, which were approved by the FAO committee. A request to utilize the CMS master contract to purchase Oracle software licensing support and maintenance for the tollway's existing Oracle software licenses for another year. It was awarded to Mythics. An award of an invitation to bid for EMC equipment maintenance support services was awarded for 5 years in data storage and data storage protection. Another award for an invitation for bid to three vendors for 1 year and for one-time purchase of asphalt repair equipment. Each vendor was the lowest bidder on the three line items which were solicited, which Paul assures me he likes it. There's going to be two portable asphalt recycling machines to handle immediate repairs on the system, so it's going to help expedite those repairs. Engineering has 19 items on the agenda. 16 items were reviewed and placed on today's consent agenda. There were 4 construction contract awards, one for the installation of a ramp queue, direction equipment, and dynamic message signs along the Jane Addams Tollway, one for roadway improvements associated with the Elgin O'Hare work. 2 are for the rebuilding and widening of the mainline pavement of the eastern portion of the Jane Addams Memorial. Engineering allowed for a combination bid to be submitted on 2 contracts. The combo bid was recommended to create competition and opportunities for economies of scale that would hopefully lower the bid price, which you'll see here it did. The result of the strategy was that Tollway saved over $600,000 through 2 bids. The savings were prorated among 2 contracts, Lord being the recipient of both, right, on those, $54 million and $46 million. There were 6 professional service contracts, of which engineering item 8 for the design intelligent transportation system and fiber optic design services will be deferred at this time. Further information. There were 5 new sub-consultants, one for construction management associated with the construction of the Wooddale Road over Illinois Route 390. Work is associated with the Elgin O'Hare project. There was 1 for geotechnical assistance services system-wide, 1 for material engineering services upon request system-wide. There was 1 for construction management services upon request for various work along the Jane Addams, and system-wide, and 1 for design services upon request for the Jane Addams Memorial system-wide. There are three partial releases. Retainage were reviewed. I believe there was, is there still minor work that needs to be completed on those, or have, has that been completed?
Yes, there's still minor work.
Still minor work on those. There were three final releases of retainage. Work for these contracts was completed satisfaction of the engineering department, so we're good there. Negotiations for 5 and 6, I believe, are complete. You're going to talk about those today?
Yes, I'd like to present that.
Okay. Two professional service contracts will be presented to the full board today also, and item 8 is deferred. In addition, a change order slash extra work order will be presented requesting funding for the winterization of Higgins Road Bridge along the Jane Adams. And legal did not have any items for today's consent agenda at this time. That's
great. Okay, thank you very much. And then customer service and planning, Directors Wisner and Reddick co-chair that. So are you going to report, Director Wisner?
I see it.
Great, thank you.
The customer service planning committee was held on November 18th. First of all, under Business Systems Committee approved 3 one-year renewals of the current state use contract with Printers Mark, that's a subsidiary of Transitions Mental Health Services that's located in Rock Island. Printers Mark is responsible for printing and mailing the tollways violation notices and IPAS related correspondence. Tollway has worked with Printers Mark for almost 3 years at this point and wants to continue a very positive partnership by exercising those renewal. And moving on then, we had considerable discussion and first of all a report from our friends working on the I-53-120 project. Aaron Lawler, chairman of Lake County, Chris Meister, co-chair of the project finance committee, provided us an update of the I-53-120 finance committee's progress, which has been very positive. The total refined project cost at this point for the project is considered to be between $2.35 billion and $2.65 billion. The cost of the Blue River Council Innovations, or BRAC, I believe that's what we call it, are about $325 million to $400 million estimated. So the I-53-120 Finance Committee is looking at ways to cover those expenses, and at this point they're considering a value capture in a county gas tax as a means of supporting their local contribution. Both of those items will require new legislation. Lake County has committed to championing that effort down in Springfield. The Finance Committee is also considering a variety of tolling strategies along I-53-120, such as indexing and congestion pricing, as well as rebalancing of tolls along I-94 in Lake County to help fund the project. Collectively, these recommendations from I-53-120 Finance Committee generate between $495 and $663 million. The majority of that would come from their tolling, their recommendation for tolling along strategy along I-94. With that progress, however, a significant funding gap remains of about $1.6 billion, which the Finance Committee has yet to address. And the Finance Committee hopes to complete and submit their final recommendation to the Tollway Board early next year. We had a conversation about freight use of the tollway, commercial trucking, commercial vehicles, which is a substantial contributor to overall revenues on the tollway. And their rates were set several years ago to increase on January 1, 2015. Recognizing that commercial vehicles are an important customer of the tollway, staff conducted an industry survey to better understand how the tollway can meet their needs. The feedback was that we need to continue to prioritize congestion relief in order to help companies maintain efficient operations. Additionally, drivers made it clear that they'd like to see more truck parking along our system. And so we will, our staff is continuing to work on that. And we'll be probably more or less inventorying as I go into that subject next, SROW, but we're right away, but we're going to be looking at what areas might be useful for parking purposes going forward, also be looking at the possibility of public-private partnerships in order to provide that parking as one of the possibilities. And with regard to excess right-of-way, we're looking at trying to develop a policy. And staff provided an overview of the current excess land disposal process and tollway authorization to dispose of excess land. The agency receives about 10 to 20 annual requests to declare and dispose of excess right-of-way. Staff felt it necessary to develop and document a consistent approach, which will help to serve to guide those who approach the agency in the future. The Customer Service and Strategic Planning Committee discussed the following opportunities relative to updating existing policies. The concerns that were expressed and the desires include updates must comply with regulations. A policy goal is to balance support for the local economic development and tollway revenue perspectives. There was some consideration for opportunities to sell lease excess land for other income producing purposes. For example, the last mile and network connections, wireless towers, etc. There also was general support for offering a direct sale of excess land to the governmental agency for consolidation of adjacent parcels, which would in turn hopefully allow for broader economic development. Three basic tenets of land value assessment: the value of the land, impact of future development on the tollway, residuals from that development. Studies to present how land will be used and projected outcomes, including support from other local government stakeholders, may be required. This would be comparable to our interchange policy requirements. The policy was decided should not be overly burdensome for the requesting parties. And so the next steps are to research practices from other agencies similar to ours, as well as to draft the tollway policy for review and distribution to the committee by the middle of next year. So that concludes my rather lengthy report.
Thank you. It's always good to create policies instead of going ad hoc. So I just have six quick things to say. The first is to welcome our guests whom we don't see here regularly, and to tell you that camera puts you on the air. You all look extremely, I guess we don't say photogenic or telegenic anymore, digigenic or computergenic or something. We're broadcasting out to the world, so, and you can go home and put your stuff online again, but I just want to warn you that you are being shown to the world this morning. The second is, important item is that the cookies are oatmeal laced, but I put an extra egg in, so they're not as lacy as they should be, but they will get into your filling, so. The third, which is more serious, is that I wanted to congratulate everybody. We're coming to the end of a very successful and enormous construction season, so I want to thank everybody for the hard work, and to really just quickly highlight the fact that while we continue to do business very well, we're innovating within the way we do business. So congratulations to Christy and the rest of the team for doing that. The example would be the way we did this sort of innovative bid that Mark talked about, Director Peterson talked about, and also we had the one-year anniversary of the Lighthouse Call Center, which was just a great event. Those of you who know, the tollway worked with the University of Illinois at Chicago, covered up an old swimming pool, and brought in people from the Lighthouse who are impaired or disabled in some way, and they're working the phones and the computers, and to watch this going on is really great, and to listen to the stories of the people whose lives and whose families' lives have been changed by having an opportunity to work here is extremely moving. So I just congratulate everybody who's doing the ongoing work and at the same time thinking about how to innovate and make it better. The third thing is I just want to comment on Director Wisner and Director Reddick's committee meeting and the people who came and talked about 53 and 120. They put a lot of volunteer time into that. They're really working hard to close the gap, and I think everybody appreciates the fact that they've done that and working with the tollway staff who put a lot of time into it as well. The fourth is I want to thank everybody for the budget hearings that were held. I didn't get to the one out here at the office, but I did get to the one in Lake Forest, and we had Mike Kelch on the screen over and over again, and Kathy Williams explaining to the masses who came to look at the budget presentation. But as always, it was done in a very professional way with a lot of good materials for people who were interested in hearing about the budget. And then finally, I wanted to welcome back the people who were competing and the families of the people competing in the art contest. and to say, first of all, that I went online to vote and I couldn't choose because they were all good, so I'm glad other people were able to exercise judgment, and we have some winners today. And then second, I know you've been captivated by what's happened so far at the meeting, and I just want to let you know if you'd like to come back after we have our photo op, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, but I understand that people have to get on with their lives, but we're grateful that you're here watching democracy in action. So those were my comments.
Great. Thank you. I think I need to go up to the front because it's my great honor to announce the runners-up and winners of our student art contest. We had a great participation again this year. And of course, we're very excited to see all of our finalists and their families here. I know you all must be very proud. It was, as our chair said, tremendous artwork was submitted this year. Really a lot of talent from a lot of people. So we appreciate that very much. In the past year, tired and reckless drivers have killed at least 6 people in Illinois, including an Illinois tollway maintenance worker. Many others were injured, including an Illinois State Police District 15 trooper. And last year, another District 15 trooper was actually killed in a tragic accident as a result of a tired, distracted driver. So this year, as part of our 2015 Illinois Tollway Map Cover Art Contest, we asked high school art students to use their talents to remind drivers of how important it is to pay attention and how dangerous it is to drive when you're tired. Or reckless driving or distracted driving on Illinois roadways. Entries focused on one or more of the following themes: the effects of tired driving, which includes decreased reaction time, blurry vision, and poor judgment; stay alert, stay alive, recognize the signs of fatigue and know when to stop and rest; and third, this is your wake-up call, tired driving kills. Highlight the deadly consequences of driving when you're tired. We received 66 very intriguing designs following the theme Tired Driving from 18 schools throughout the region. The top 10 entries were displayed on our website and at each of the Tollway 6 oases in their pavilions, at least, for the public to view and vote on. And more than 9,300 public votes were cast. That's amazing. Online. And the top 4 finalists were then reviewed by a panel that included contest sponsors and the Tollway Board of Directors. Today we're honored to have with us the top 4 finalists and their families and teachers, and we really thank you for participating. We know that it takes some effort and time for you to do that. You spend a lot of time and use your great talents, and those will be on display for whoever gets a tollway map in the year to come. So I also want to thank the sponsors of our 2015 Illinois Tollway Cover Art Contest. You know, we've had great sponsorship in the past and over the past years in support, and we continue to get support from CBRE, U.S. Equities Realty, and Blick Art Materials. So with us today we have Richard Jacobson from Blick Art Materials. Thank you again for your support and for coming. David Miles from CBRE, U.S. Equities. Thank you very much for coming. He's the vice president there. As if it wasn't enough to have your art displayed on our map, the grand prize winner will have his or her artwork featured on the cover. That will be featured on the cover of the 2015 map, which will be distributed to 125,000 customers. But you are also, with the rest of our finalists, going to be receiving gift certificates from Blick Art Materials and from the Oasis tenants. So you'll be able to eat some healthy fare, like, I guess, McDonald's and great things that teenagers should take great advantage of because it becomes more difficult to do as you get older. So, but the grand prize winner will receive a $400 gift certificate from Blick Art Materials and $200 in gift certificates from CBRE U.S. Equities Realty to use at Oasis retail shops and restaurants. Runners-up will receive the $200 gift certificate from Blick and a $100 gift certificate from CBRE U.S. Equities, again, to use at the Oasis. Additionally, all students who participate in the contest will receive a certificate of appreciation, very important, proudly to be displayed, I'm sure, somewhere in your homes. And semifinalists will be featured in the 2014 annual report. So again, thank you all for participating. So if our chair wants to come up. Absolutely. Winners, right? So our runners-up include
The third runner-up is Kevin McDonald from Rebus High School in Burbank. This. Look okay. How I'm very good at adapting.
Okay.
There we go. The second runner-up is, and I hope I don't mispronounce the last name, Claire, is it Kozik? And the first runner-up is Cassandra Flick from James. Well done. Now for the moment we've all been waiting for, the winner of the 2015 Tollway Map Art Contest is Jessica Carlick. I speak for everyone today when I tell you how thrilled we were with your participation and your artwork. We've seen a lot of it up here. I think we're going to break and take some photos,
yes.
Right?
If, with the permission of the board and the members of the management team, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to also point out that we're really pleased to have the South Suburbs represented here this year. We seem to have been going north for a long time. Now we're going south.
Yeah.
Great. And thank you for the... Thank you also to the families and the art teachers who are here and who helped participate in this process.
Thank you.
It always amazes me that actually we can get that picture done that quickly with all the people who are in it. So
thank you for your patience.
Yes, thank you for your patience. So now, the next presentation that we have is a quarterly financial review for the third quarter, which ended in September of this year. So not to be confused with the annual budget, which we introduced and proposed as a tentative 2015 budget in October. This is, you know, our attempt to reconcile kind of where we thought we would be with where we actually were come third quarter. So Mike Kelsch is going to walk through this. As Paula mentioned, we did, for the annual budget, have both the hearing here at the Tollway, an opportunity for a public meeting, as well as a session at the Lake Forest Oasis, which was, I think, well attended, relative to other sessions that I've been at before, well attended. Maybe it was the cookies that drew people in. But 32 people did attend the public hearing on November 10th here at the Tollway, and we did get one comment. We got a written a couple comments actually said it was a good process. But today we'll do the quarterly financial review, and I'll ask Mike to go over our third quarter results.
And on the budget, we come back in December, and if any of those comments impact the budget, we'll see what that impact looks like with the revised budget, if there is any.
That's right.
Thank you.
Good morning,
directors.
Good morning.
Third quarter results, really in line with what we discussed last month with respect for the preparation for the 2015 budget. Revenue continues to perform well after the difficult winter we had early this year, in which revenues were below estimate. Revenue in the second and third quarters has been above estimate. Commercial vehicle and passenger vehicle traffic both have exceeded CDM Smith estimate. Commercial vehicle transactions have been 2.2% higher than projected, and passenger vehicle transactions have been lower than projected for the year, but that's all due to the first quarter. Since the first quarter, transactions have been above estimate, about $9.4 million higher than budget through the first three quarters. Maintenance and operations, we are within the amount that we had anticipated for the first three quarters. If
you recall, last month, we did ask for a $3.5 million supplemental funding for preparation for the winter to offset some of the polar vortex spending that we had early in the year. And I think you will see in October and November, we are purchasing winter materials, replacing some equipment, plow blades, and so forth, and that will increase costs in the fourth quarter. And finally, the capital program spending has been at a record pace this year. Through the first three quarters, we've expended $816 million on infrastructure, the highest in the tollway's history through three quarters. A little bit more detail on the revenue. Again, you can see the positive variance in toll revenue and evasion recovery and in miscellaneous income. Commercial vehicle traffic did increase 6.1% in the third quarter over the same period of a year ago, and that was 2.5% greater than what we had budgeted, so well above budget for commercial vehicles. And passenger vehicles were about 0.4% greater than we budgeted and 2.4% higher than a year ago during the third quarter alone. With respect to the operating budget through three quarters, so you can see the key drivers in terms of some of the variances are winter-related costs, both in payroll and in fuel, parts and fuel. Also, the timing of purchases and payments. We've underspended in the area of contractual services, but our review of those line items, we do expect some of that that variance to dissipate in the fourth quarter, although not completely. And finally, utility costs have been higher than what we projected at the start of the year. We have added locations as we've completed the interchange at 294 and 57, and we have added locations on I-90, but rates are also higher than what we had built into the budget at the start of the year. With that, I'll let Kathy walk through capital.
Thank you. Good morning. Year-to-date capital expenditures, as Mike mentioned, at record levels for both the quarter and year-to-date. this slide represents the capital spending by corridor. And as you can see, the total capital program was projected at $1.064 billion. Actual expenditures came in at $816 million, representing a variance of $248 million. But excluding the effect of the IGA reimbursements, the total variance for the capital program is $235 million. What makes up the majority of this variance, we can walk through, for instance, the James Adams Memorial, $87 million. Most of this variance is related to bid savings, about $76 million was related to bid savings, and the rest related to schedule changes. Another big variance shown there are system-wide improvements of $80 million. This is mostly due to slower spending in business systems and IT, as well as with on the maintenance facility, slower starts on the maintenance facility work. Tri-State Interchange, 294-57. $34 million. This variance relates to, as you know, this project opened in October. This variance relates to a lot of the work was pushed into this fourth quarter, October, November, December. So that is really the result of schedule changes, as well as some slower spending on utility payments that are coming in. The Elgin O'Hare, the variance for the Elgin O'Hare, $19 million, relates mostly to delayed right-of-way acquisitions. And the positive variance on the Reagan Memorial is actually accelerated construction on diamond, related to diamond grinding work. And one other variance I should point out is on the veterans, that $7.5 million is actually project savings as well. So overall, while the program is down $248 million, a lot of the key projects have been met, a lot of key milestones have been met. This is the original budget. This budget was revised in total for the year during the budget process, so the revised budget is now $1.2 billion compared to $1.4 billion for the year. So this variance is consistent with the revisions that were made during the budget process. Questions? So I'll turn over to Mike to close.
You talked about on the Veterans Memorial and on the Jane Addams, the 75 and then the 7.5 being based on reductions in bids and work costs. Of the 248, do you know what total of the, or what portion of that in total is cost savings that we realize versus schedule changes?
So in total, of the 248, $84 million is related to bid savings and closeout savings. And the $151 million is related to schedule changes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oops. Uh-oh. That's it. That's never good in a budget presentation, is it? Uh-oh.
We were in the black.
All right. So for the third quarter, revenue was $7.8 million above target. Maintenance and operations spending was almost was very close to what we had budgeted for the third quarter. Debt service transfers continued to be a bit $2.3 million less in the third quarter than what we had provided or allocated in the budget. And the capital program, just like for the first three quarters, the third quarter was the highest quarterly spending in the tollway's history for investments in capital and infrastructure. And again, in summary, revenue above, maintenance and operations just slightly below budget, debt service transfers about $15 million less than budgeted through the first three quarters, and capital spending is the highest in tollway history. And finally, I'd like to spend just a minute on a bond issue that we were able to complete since the last board meeting. We did issue the third series of new money bonds, 2014 Series C. It will finance a portion of the Move Illinois Capital Program. Our ratings were confirmed for each of the three rating agencies at AA minus, essentially, with a stable outlook. And it was a $400 million issue led by a 10-firm underwriting group. The bond sold in October, and we expect to close the issue on December 4th, so that's when the funds will arrive and be available for our capital program. The yields to call, which is typically we have a 10-year call on these bonds, was 3.4%, and the yield to maturity was 4.1%. So in the context of our overall financial plan, in which we were attempting to achieve overall cost of borrowing between 5% and 5.5%, we're doing okay. We're doing well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. You and Bill and the rest of the team that did that.
Thank you.
And David.
So the bonds were sold at a premium. It generated the $400 million of bonds generated $452 million of proceeds. The reason that they generate a premium is because we pay a coupon or an annual interest payment of 5%. And as you can see, the yield that the investor receives is more like 4% to maturity. So it generated $452 million of proceeds, of which about 424 is available for projects, and then there's a certain portion, $28 million, we have to put in a reserve, which is tollway funds. So at some point when bonds are paid down, that reserve could become available as well. So three Move Illinois bond issues have raised about $1.46 billion for projects so far at average yields of 4.2% to maturity. And then one final note, we are, as you've authorized, continuing to work on a refunding transaction that could be available to Price as early as next week. And we're looking at savings from refunding a refinancing 2006 bonds, savings that are in the neighborhood of $25 to $29 million, depending on the final yields that we are able to achieve.
So you'll notify us as that decision gets made, so the directors are aware of that?
Keep you updated.
Great, thank you.
And that's it. Any questions?
Well, I just would comment, remarkable management against the goals of the budget is really great, both in terms of the spending side, in operations and maintenance, and in the capital side. And the savings, again, both on the capital side and on the management, the maintenance and operation, as well as the bond sale. I mean, you're hitting the bogeys all the way along and doing extremely well. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's really shaping up to be a year of some tremendous milestones. So we're very happy with that. And the, you know, increases in traffic and revenue, have been much appreciated, certainly, and well positioned to help us meet our targets. So that's great. Last but certainly not least, we wanted to give you an update on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project, Illinois Route 390, for those of you who are trying to get used to letting that roll off your tongue. We wanted to take this opportunity to update you on the progress on construction. As you know, this was the first, I think, full year of construction on the Elgin O'Hare. We started work a little bit, some work last year, but this is really the first full year of doing this work in earnest. And then also discuss with you, as you know, the toll rates were originally approved when our toll increase was approved several years ago. But we have been trying to figure out how to take this 20 cents per mile for electronic tolling and apply it to this corridor, and have been working with the board and committee members, but also some of the local mayors and others, to try to come up with a tolling plan that makes sense and is fair to the region. So we're also going to talk a little bit about that.
First, we'll give you a construction update. This quarterly meeting brochure.
Oh, great. I want to release. So I want to give you a construction update of what's going on with the Elgin O'Hare, and also, as the director said, we're going to talk about some of the toll planning efforts. To maybe help things out, if you do refer to this brochure, this is a brochure that actually we used yesterday. We provide to the, we've been doing quarterly mayor's meeting. I think yesterday was the semi-annual quarterly mayor's meeting. We had a busy construction season, so we waded through the construction. But this might help put some of the context into the construction updates, or help put some of that context there. If you do look at this, I would suggest look at the map. That kind of tells you where we are and what we're doing for reference points. The red on the map is the existing Elgin O'Hare, or 390, if we're going to get used to that. That construction work will be complete by the end of 2015. The green and blue is the continuation or the extension of the Elgin O'Hare, which will be complete, targeted by the end of 2017, and then we'll move on to the bypass around the airport and the south and north legs, which will continue from 2017 through 2025. And on the lower portion of this, we also talk about some of the contract status and what's going on. We've got two contracts complete. We've got a snapshot of what is substantially complete, what's ongoing, and then the contracts that will be rolling out into 2015. But I want to give you some construction photo updates, because there is a lot of great and exciting stuff happening.